All right, now we're with Officer Rusty Bingham, who is the other officer who was involved in the encounter with this older man. Tell me what you remember about this man, officer.
I remember it was towards the end of November, December. It was cold. I believe it was raining a little bit. And we got a call, responded over and met with the gentleman. He didn't have winter attire. He was wet and cold. He was a very humble, nice guy. We just felt that he was one of those guys that was down in his luck and he needed a little extra help. He was pretty resistant at first to accept our help. Just a really neat guy. Was able to get him a place to stay and get him warm and get him a hot shower. And he's just a really good guy.
He resisted your help, so he didn't want to impose on you. Is that right?
Yeah, he really didn't. He wanted to do it on his own. He wanted to get a job. He was having a hard time getting a job because he didn't have ID, and he was having a hard time getting that back. And he was very kind about it, but he didn't want us to take anything out of our own pockets and do anything like that. But we were able to convince him to just allow us to help him out. Yeah. So,
what impressed you? What caused you to do something extra with this man? Were you just prompted? I mean, what happened that day?
Yeah, we just felt that he just had that impression that he needed a little help. I just felt that this guy just needed a little pick-me-up. Yeah. And I couldn't really ignore the prompting, so he was just a special guy, and we was just glad that we followed through with what we felt. So you just never know people's stories. You never know their backgrounds. You don't know times what they've went through, anyway, I just felt pretty fortunate to meet the guy and that I was able to have such an neat experience.
Have you seen him since then, since that initial meeting?
Yeah, we saw him quite a few times. He kind of hung around in the area, and he ended up getting a motorhome and was staying in that just there in Walmart. And so we did. We chatted with him, and if we saw him out and about, I'd try and pull over and talk to him for a minute. And he was just, you know, forever grateful. He's just a really neat guy.
Your chief tells me that he wrote a letter to the department here and was very grateful. In fact, he called you angels, I think, that he thought you were sent from God to help him. What does that feel like?
It feels good. I've been called a lot worse, so it feels really good. So, no, it was. He wrote a really heartfelt letter, and he actually sent me a few personal emails just consistently expressing his gratitude and his appreciation for us, and it was really neat. That's kind of why I got in the job.
Now, speaking of that, you know, the chief says that this is not an individual occurrence, that you really seek out and experience opportunities to help people all the time, officer. This is just part of who you are.
I try. That's who I try to be. I like helping people, and especially when they're down on their luck. And this was a combined effort. This was a department effort. We had Millie and Cindy helping us out up there. Everybody kind of just pitched in a little bit. So, but those are the enjoyable situations. The ones where you can actually see it right up front, the help that is given. So that's, I enjoy it.
Thank you so much for what you do for this and for all that you do, officer. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you.